So, Andrea, apparently Matt Caldwell went ahead and gave an acceptance speech and decided the race.
Yes, at about 10 o'clock, he announced that he was a half point ahead of his opponent, Nikki Fried, and that he was going to call it. And he started giving his acceptance speech.
But the race hasn't officially really been called yet, and now we're about 10:30. These are two people who are about 40,000 votes apart, but there are still a lot of votes not counted. I mean, a very small amount, I mean, relatively speaking, is only a few percent that haven't been reported, but they're coming from heavily Democratic counties.
Right. It is my understanding that Palm Beach, Broward, and Dade counties are still being counted at this time.
Yeah, so and they're very populous. They're at 96-97%, but 3% of 2.5 million could be a significant number. So, I mean, is there any concern there by any people or even Caldwell himself that he may be premature in calling his own race?
No, everyone here seems to be walking around with a very triumphant mood. I don't think anyone's concerned. And he was surrounded by people hugging him and trying to get pictures with him, and no one seems to be concerned whatsoever that votes are still being counted.
What kind of things did he talk about in his acceptance speech?
He said that he's been campaigning for this job for the past 2 years, and that he wouldn't have been able to do it without the support of his staff. And he's kept his speech like relatively short.
So are people starting to leave?
There are still a bunch of people that are waiting to have their picture taken with Matt Caldwell. So, but there are people leaving.
All right. Well, Andrea Perdomo, thank you so much for being there at the election watch party for Matt Caldwell. Thanks so much for your reporting.
No problem, Julie. Anytime.